Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace, greetings, and welcome to another DDP. It's almost a 100% guarantee that he will not listen to this podcast, but I'm going to say happy birthday to my oldest son, Lucas, even though he probably won't hear it on this. I'll tell it to him, of course. But he doesn't listen to his dad's podcast. That might not surprise many of you. But happy birthday to Lucas. He is 15 years old today, and I am extremely proud to call him my son and to be called his dad. Want to remind our listeners also that tomorrow is Easter, and it will be my final Sunday as pastor of Midland Church. I'll be telling you more and more about our journeys on the road. You'll be following along with us, hopefully, at paulwhiteministries.com, where we'll be airing all of those journeys on the road. Eventually, you'll see all the video and hear all the audio of the things that God is doing. One of the things that I'm determined to do is to continue to expand the messages outward. A lot of people in itinerant ministry get used to preaching the same 2 or 3 or 4 sermons over and over. It's never been something I've been comfortable with, so I'm excited about bringing depth into some places and continuing to bring out new truths, and it's a very interesting time for us. We are bringing out some interesting truths from Ephesians 3, where Paul, who says in verse 8 that he's the least of the saints, that grace was given to him so that he should preach to the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ. I want to keep you on that pebbles on a pond idea today, where we talked about the gospel starting at the empty tomb and then working its way out to the uttermost part of the earth. Jesus gave us 4 locations. He said that you shall be martyrs for me in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the uttermost part of the earth. And of course, he did not mean that you wouldn't be able to preach it outside of those 3 places. But there's a progression from inside Jerusalem to the outer Jerusalem would be Judea, and then beyond that is Samaria, and then the uttermost part. So the Holy Spirit always progresses outward. When Paul arrives, he's that outward progression to the uttermost part of the earth, to the Gentiles. We're doing a midweek Bible study online. You can catch all of these episodes on the book of James. And a few weeks ago when we did James, the Scattered 12, which was really the introduction to the book, we talked about how James was really a book that gives you just a theology just slightly beyond Judaism, whereas Paul gives you a theology completely divorced from Judaism. And understanding that helps whenever you read Paul's letters, and it really helps when you read James's little letter. But if you could look at it as pebbles on that pebbles in the pond, ripples on a pond illustration we're using, James would be basically, even though his letter's written to the 12 tribes scattered abroad, his message is really Jerusalem. It's really to the Jew, maybe reaching out into Judea. But it didn't have a whole lot of room for Samaria, and it had no room for the uttermost part of the earth. In fact, James was very resistant. I mean, I'll give him credit. He expanded his theology a little bit, but he was resistant to release the Jew from the law, although in Acts 15, he does release the Gentile from most of the law. He does not completely release them. He gives those 4 things. You can read that in Acts 15, and it's reiterated in Acts 21. But see Paul as that uttermost part of the earth delivery, that the gospel of grace was to him. And then see the end of verse 8, that the gospel of grace is really best encapsulated through the phrase, the unsearchable riches of Christ. When we preach grace, what we're preaching is the unsearchable riches of knowing Christ, who Christ is, what Christ can do. And as you know that, understand that, comprehend that, you're really getting the fullness of what the message of grace is, which is not, it's not just a collection of verses and theories and ideas. It's really mining out great truths about who Jesus is. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.